Proclamation number 0423 of 18th of May, 1938. Before the headland. Behold, my child, for you the way is marked out, and every movement of your heart points you this way. What you are beginning, I have ordered wisely, since you want to serve me. Now, however, many an hour it will seem to you as if you are distanced from me and stand alone. For every such feeling I have my plan, because only through perpetual fighting and wrestling, your will to reach me is tempered. So I also brought you here and record this day especially blessed for you. What you receive into your heart, shall teach you love. There will only be few who remain completely in me, but these few shall stick together and be shown upon by my Son of Mercy. Physical well-being is so secondary if you can only quench your spiritual thirst and hunger. And in the vicinity of this my servant on earth, you will mature and always rise to higher regions because you are destined to stand up for my word, and again it is my love that brings you together and guides you. So try, my child, to accept every word received as spoken to you. Behold, your spirit is willing, but you do not yet grasp the whole depth of my love. Every word will reach you only after firm will and constant struggle. But if your heart first holds intimate love for me, then you will hear what I want to convey to you. And then you will tremble with happiness. An unspeakable feeling of bliss will fill you, and you will always only want to hear my words. Now, however, still an unmanageable restraining feeling presents itself to your heart's door, which has its reason in a still insufficiently strong faith. See, where you can strengthen this, you will also lose all inhibitions. The words will quickly and easily force themselves into your heart. You will receive them with brightness of mind and a rejoicing heart. Oh, seek to attain this faith. Let yourself be guided and directed by all that I send you. Nothing is without intention, therefore let go of all anxiety. I will also give you joy today and give you spiritual food, which is to strengthen you and bring your little heart closer to me. Release yourself from every doubt. Put everything trustingly into the hands of your Savior, who protects you and guides you safely on all paths. Hold on to only true confidence. What my tongue speak is always only meant for the right ears, and these my words are to penetrate also there where it is necessary. The best fighters for me and my teachings I also have to give exceptional consideration because you humans fear and tremble even if you are of good will. But I still know your troubles, and when you call on me for help, then I am all ready for you and give what you ask. I want to consider you, my child, richly and unceasingly. Just always insert yourself into everything what I let happen around you, and you will soon be on a height, which still today appears unreachable to you. When the day comes to an end and you surrender yourself intimately to your Heavenly Father, a ray of enlightenment will be bestowed upon you. Then lift up your eyes to Him who desires the salvation of your and everyone's souls from the most deeply loving Father heart. For as I watches over all of you who are His children, and where your heart asks for grace, this grace is bestowed upon Him without measure. Take therefore care of each other and you will mature. You will recognize the divine greatness more and more and can truly be called my children. Amen.